Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.
Hey, I'm Tass Mellis, and this is what you need to know in the NBA for Friday, January 8th. The first thing you need to know is that Luka Doncic is going to be all right. I was definitely worried that Luka wasn't in good enough shape. Maybe we weren't going to get an MVP-type season from Luka Doncic this year. He sat out Sunday against the Bulls with a quad contusion. Maybe he was getting himself into shape a little bit. But then he's returned two straight games, triple-double in the first one, and then the second one on Thursday night in what was definitely the game of the night. He had 38 points, 13 assists, and 9 rebounds. Who cares about the 9 turnovers? In a real great head-to-head matchup with Nikola Jokic of the Denver Nuggets. And it looked like the Mavs had this one when Luka Doncic found Maxi Kleba for a jumper with 3 seconds left in the fourth quarter, but Nikola Jokic wrapped up a 17-point fourth quarter. A little sidestep on the baseline, can't double that. Jumper over Willie Cauley-Stein, sending it to overtime. Nikola Jokic had 38 points himself, and in overtime, the Mavs prevailed. They got enough. Josh Richardson hit a couple of shots. He had 14 points on the night. I was worried about this Mavericks team coming into the season. Would they have enough without Kristaps Porzingis to supplement Luka Doncic? Well, Luka's just good enough, and he gets enough from his teammates to win basketball games. And good news for the Dallas Mavericks, who sit at 4-4. Kristaps Porzingis is traveling with the team. No timetable on his return, but they do need him just to help out Luka a little bit. But they're treading. The 3-5 Denver Nuggets, they're struggling a little bit. They're going to be fine, sort of like the Mavs, because they've got a superstar Nikola Jokic at the helm. But it would be nice to get Michael Porter Jr. back, the second-year player who's been playing really, really well, inserted into the starting lineup for the first time. Was supposed to be back with the team on Thursday after a 7-day quarantine period because of contact tracing. Then on Thursday, the Athletic's Sham Charania reported that Michael Porter Jr. is going to have to quarantine an additional 10 to 14 days. What the heck happened? I assume, this is me speculating, but Michael Porter Jr. wasn't careful at some point during that 7-day quarantine period, meaning he is going to have to quarantine an additional nearly 2 weeks, which could mean that he's going to miss 10 straight games, a big chunk here for Michael Porter Jr. and the Denver Nuggets. Hopefully Michael Porter Jr. is fine, and he has been playing really, really well, but it does stink inserting him into the starting lineup where he had to learn the defensive end. Hopefully the Nuggets can get him back as quick as possible, because these quarantine periods, although they're being reported as a certain amount of days in games, sometimes they get shorter, sometimes they get longer. Hopefully it's on the shorter end for the Denver Nuggets. That game was phenomenal, but the first game of the TNT doubleheader was disappointing. I tuned in, was very excited to see the Nets in their tie-dyes from the 90-91 season looking good. First piece of news I hear when I tune into the broadcast, Kyrie Irving is not with the Nets, and they don't know where he is. Apparently Steve Nash, head coach of the Nets, texted him. No response from Kyrie Irving. And then we later learned from Joe Vardon of The Athletic that he did text his teammates pregame. He is fine, but he's dealing with a personal issue. And he's also going to miss the team's next game Friday against the Grizzlies. I don't really think it's a big deal in the locker room. I think this will just float by and it won't be a huge deal if Kyrie Irving is communicating with his team. On the other side, I was also disappointed that Seth Curry of the Sixers wasn't going to be playing. He had an ankle injury. He's on the bench. 17 points per game, 60 from the floor, 60 from three. I picked him as my under-the-radar guy to score 50 points next. He has been having a great season, a career season. He's sitting on the bench. We later learn, according to Woj, who is a reporter that now has to do contact tracing. I mean, he's on the bench, and Woj reports that at the end of the first quarter, he left the bench because he was told he tested positive for the coronavirus. And I say that reporters are going to have to do contact tracing, because Woj, with the report breaking it down, he was sitting beside assistant coach Sam Cassell. And then when Joel Embiid came out of the game, Joel sat beside him. So hopefully everything is good in Seth Curry's world. And it wasn't for the Philadelphia 76ers in this game. They went into Brooklyn with the best record in the NBA at 7-1. But the Nets are deep, and Caris LeVert got the start because Kyrie is out. KD is out due to contact tracing. Spencer Dinwiddie is out. He had 22 points and 10 assists. Joe Harris, who is on the bench to sort of balance the units, I believe Steve Nash is doing that. He had 28 points off the bench. That's coaching Steve Nash. Big, big game for Joe Harris. So the 76ers sit at 7-2, while the Nets are now 5-4. Spurs visiting the Lakers. I told you the Spurs were exciting. The young guys, Greg Popovich is down with the kids. They go into Los Angeles, where the Lakers are wearing these throwback blue jerseys themselves. I'm not so much a fan. That's too blue for the Lakers, in my opinion. Anyway, it's the Spurs who are worth talking about in this one. They scored the first 9 points of the game and then led the entire way. Everybody was having some shooting fun in the Spurs starting lineup. Everybody hitting threes, even DeMar DeRozan in his hometown. LaMarcus Aldridge, though, was the guy who led the way. 28 points for him. His best game of the season by far. And the kids having fun around him. DeJounte Murray looking so freaking good out there. Lonnie Walker as well. Even Devin Vassell, a guy out of Florida State. The Spurs just drafted. Couple threes off the bench. He could be a steal at number 11. Patty Mills throwing beauty passes. The Spurs went into LA and won both games against the Clippers and the Lakers. And that's why I was a little worried about the Lakers winning the one seed, because they're going to get everybody's best shot, number one. Number two, they're just going to be a little bit lax, not trying to win every single game, not going all out, I should say, every single game. And that's what happened. The Lakers weren't playing to their full capabilities. Even the commentators in this game were saying, oh, LeBron James is going to sit a couple minutes here. He'll come back in. It is a product of LeBron's teams after they won the championship in Cleveland. Their defense fell off the next season. Who knows? The Lakers are good enough to win the one seed. They now sit at 6-3. Couple other games on the sked. The Grizzlies and Cavs. No Sexland backcourt for the Cavs. No Colin Sexton. No Darius Garland for them. The Grizzlies missing their best players. John Morant still out. Jaren Jackson Jr. still out. Justice Winslow still out. This game came down to the wire. The Grizzlies' Desmond Bain missed a three-pointer to tie it as seconds ticked down. Although in his rookie season, he's hitting plenty of threes. And I feel like no dunks has failed you. We've barely mentioned that there's a player named Bane in the league. Anyway, Larry Nance Jr., a great game for the Cleveland Cavaliers in their victory. He was 7-7, hit 4 threes, 18 points. One note on him, John Hollinger pointed out earlier this season, if the Cavs are looking to rebuild and maybe get some draft picks for their guys, although they've started the season really, really well, maybe Larry Nance could be a guy that they move. A lot of teams will be looking to get a guy like Larry Nance, who is a very much a modern day big, the way he's shooting the ball out there. 4 threes for Larry Nance. Didn't really expect that out of his bag. Last game, Portland routed the Wolves. Dame 39 points, 7 threes in the Blazers win. The Wolves number one pick, Anthony Edwards, had a career high 26 points off the bench. It's interesting that he comes off the bench with all of their lack of depth issues. He could be starting. And I wonder at some point, does Ryan Saunders throw him into the starting lineup? I know they're trying to balance and trying to be a good team. Carl Anthony Towns out. They're really, really struggling. All 8 games off the bench for Anthony Edwards to this point. Last note, there's a G League bubble starting in February in Florida. I wanted to mention it because some great old NBA names will be there. Lots of vets. Lance Stephenson, Michael Beasley, Jeremy Lin, as Shams Rashourani reported, LiAngelo Ball will be there as well. TMZ told me that one. Yeah, no joke, TMZ. And some other great names. Emeka Okafor. Oh, my favorite. Terrence Jones, Quincy Pondexter, Diamond Stone. He's not stoned. And Jamario Jones. I remember that name. It got me in a spelling bee with the starters. Jamario. Jemerrio. Ooh, that's a tough one. Thanks to Jonathan Givoni for that information. All right, we're all done here. Make sure you check out the No Dunks full-length episode on Friday. It's the drop, baby. Got worst of the week, rapid fire, a top five coming to you. I'll be back on Monday to tell you the news as fast as I possibly can. We'll see you then.
Yeah, As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.